Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
I grow old. I shall wear the bottoms of my trousers rolled.
That's poet T.S. Eliot himself lamenting the later years. Alice Walker had a better idea. When I am an old woman, she wrote, I will wear purple. What's your plan? Half of American babies born now will live to be 100. Here's an even cheerier take from someone who's there.
They should keep an active interest in life and be willing to learn and venture into new things, to always be ready for something new. Don't be content. Go on and do things.
That's Elsa Hoffman, 102 years old, with some advice for the next generation of centenarians. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Friday, March 26th. I'm Lynn Scherr. I'm with John Hockenberry. Morning, John.
Good morning. I'm wondering with this cough if I'm going to make it to my next birthday, but we're looking at some really amazing life expectancy statistics for the developing world that really is going to change the next century, that's for sure.
It's exciting. I just want to point out I already wear purple.
That's good, yes. Good for you. Let's get a check of the top news stories. The overhaul of healthcare reform is complete. That should be good news to centenarians. Last night, both chambers of Congress passed the reconciliation package, Senate on to President Obama. He's expected to sign it next week. Final touches include the removal of banks and other private lenders as the go-between for government student loans. Speaking in Iowa yesterday, the president had these tough words for Republicans.
Now that we passed it, they're already promising to repeal it. They're actually going to run on a platform of repeal in November. You've been hearing that. And my attitude is, go for it.
Up next for the president, helping financially troubled homeowners. Later in the program, we're going to talk about the future of the GOP and if they really do have a platform of repeal for November. The White House will announce a plan today that will allow many people who owe more on their mortgages than their properties are worth to get new loans backed by the government.
And new information this morning about the Pope and the growing child sex abuse scandal. Our partner, the New York Times, reports that Pope Benedict, or Cardinal Ratzinger, as he was then known, was told that a German priest, whom he sent to therapy for pedophilia, would return to pastoral work within days of beginning his treatment. That same priest was later convicted of molesting boys in another parish. Pope Benedict faces a similar accusation in Milwaukee in the case of a pedophile priest who's accused of molesting 200 deaf boys. This director of a survivors network wants answers.
We need to know why he did not let us know about him, why he didn't let the police know about him, why he did not condemn him, why he did not take his collar away from him.
This morning, the Vatican came out strongly against the media, calling it a smear campaign against the Pope.
Over in Iraq, the final election results from this month's parliamentary elections will be released at noon today. Early results show Prime Minister al-Maliki's Shiite bloc in a tight race with the largest Sunni coalition. And by the end of today, based on those life expectancy figures we alluded to at the top of the hour, Americans will have added 6 hours to their average lifespan. That's according to a study showing that people are living longer lives in developed nations. We're joined now by the study's author, James Vaupel. And first of all, what university are you at?
I'm at Duke University.
Duke University, that's right. Now, I have a newborn, right? Little boy born in early December 2009. Are you saying there's an even chance, if he keeps his bicycle helmet on, that he'll live to December 2109?
Yes, if we continue to make progress in reducing mortality. And that depends on your son getting good health care all his life, you know, wearing a helmet, but also getting good health care.
All right, well, we'll talk about
biomedical...
We will talk about the details that will determine who's a centenarian and who's not in the next century. James Vaupel, thanks so much for being with us. And we'll be back with you in just a moment. Let's take a look at the markets. Asian markets up, European indices down, futures are up. The Dow will get underway at 10,841. Coming up, it's Movie Friday and centenarians more than ever before.